Patrick, after 7+ hours in the air and finally getting in to Helsinki here. How are you feeling?
Tired, but excited. It's fun to be here, and always good to be able to speak some Finnish on the road. So it's awesome to be here.
So now that you get in here, what's planned for you? Because obviously, from the Jet standpoint here, you're the center of attention this week.
There's obviously it's going to be a busy week for me, and there's a lot of things I need to do, a lot of people I want to see. So it'll be a busy week, but it's better to have a tight schedule than just nothing and just laying in bed like usually on the road. So it's going to be a fun week.
Knowing this is coming, I mean, what's it like to have it arrive?
Well, I've been waiting for this since I heard we were coming to play here last year. And it's been kind of the games that I've been waiting for since the season started. So it's awesome to finally be here and be able to be back home and just be here.
You thought about what the environment's going to be like there in that building with you and Barkov there?
No idea. It's going to be interesting to see who has more. Guys cheering for them, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. We have passionate fans in Finland, so I think they'll be pretty loud and cheering for both of us for sure, but hopefully more for the Jets.
You talked about going to a game as a kid. I mean, what's it like to be able to inspire the youth of Finland to try to get to the NHL?
It's obviously a dream come true to be able to play in the NHL and now come to Finland and play. It was awesome as a kid to go watch Florida play against my hometown team, and now being able to be one of those guys who comes here and kind of inspire the kids here. So it's an honor, and try to do my job as well as I can.
You have to play the role of tour guide this week. I know it's not.
No. I don't know much about this city, but. Well, they have their phones. They have Google, so so they know pretty much just as much about this city as me.
What about the game last night? Obviously, not the way you wanted it to end, but I mean, for 50 minutes, you guys probably played as close to a foundation game as you have this year.
I think we liked our game for the first 50, but you're gonna be you have to play the full 60 and. Against a good team like Toronto, they're gonna make us pay for the mistakes that we do, and if we're not kind of doing the job we're supposed to do, they're gonna score. And that's a lesson we need to learn, how to play when we're leading and how to finish those games, those tight one goal games. So that's something we need to learn.
Do you have a ballpark idea of how many friends or family you're expecting at the game?
Yes, I have a lot of people coming, a lot of tickets, and thank God I'm not handling that. My mom's handling all the tickets, so good for her. I don't need to stress about that.
So you're playing for free this week?
Yeah, I might be paying to play here, but kind of even.